from PRX.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and friends beyond the binary, it's time for the podcaster that has his socks pulled up high, so I can read you the lulling, soothing, meandering, over-verbose version of a lullaby. Because it's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast that'll put you, it's here to put you to sleep. Thanks for stopping by. If you're new or you're a regular listener, we do have a couple minutes of business right up front. That's how we keep the show going. But if you're new, I try to get as much out of the way as I can early. So I appreciate you checking the show out. And if you're a regular listener, please, you know, make sure when your hand hits the fridge tomorrow, go to sleepwithmepodcast.com, check out our sponsors or whatever we're mentioning here. Thanks so much. All right, but this is Scoots here. This is where I ask you to, hey, if you think about signing up for Sleep With Me Plus at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus, with just a few questions. If you're new to the show, just ignore this message. Or if you only listen to Sleep With Me occasionally, or it could be easily replaced by another show. Not important. Do you listen to Sleep With Me regularly? Yes. But yeah, does it improve your life in any way at all? And would you miss Sleep With Me if we stopped making it? Like, how much would you be willing to give on an annual basis or a monthly basis to say, hey, go ahead, start that podcast back up? So this is a way of not doing that. I'm asking if the answer to those questions are yes. Yeah, you're a regular listener. Yes, Sleep With Me improves your life. Yes, I could and would pay for the show if it was missing from my life. I'd pay to get it back. Or if you lost it, like you'd say, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Could you help me find it? And this is a reward, whatever, $120. I need my year of Sleep With Me back. Or you would find a way to support the show if you said, well, now I got to put up a poster. If the answers are yes, we're kind of in that place right now, and the whole podcasting industry is in that place more or less, where it's like, hey, I really need you to think about supporting the show right now. If the answer is yes to those questions, so we don't have to go through, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Because I don't want that. I love making the show. It does take a team of people to make the show. So think about it. sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. If you get a lot out of the show and you'd miss it and you'd say, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Sign up for sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus and I'll thank you. Believe me, I'll send you a video and say thanks. Thanks so much. Support for Sleep With Me comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting your time and money with your current business software or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/withme. That's odoo.com/withme. Odoo, modern management made simple. All right, everybody, it is time to talk about the mattress I sleep in nightly. And tonight's sponsor, Helix. Helix Sleep. Take that quiz at helixsleep.com/sleep. And how do I love my Helix. And not only do I love my Helix, my family members love their Helix. I just stayed at a family member's house, and I saw my nephew Daniel had a Helix. I believe his parents have a Helix Sleep too. So it's just so refreshing to know that I'm not the only one enjoying sleeping on mine. But each one of us is different, right? And that's why Helix offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, the newly released Helix Elite Collection. There's mattresses for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And the way you know which mattress is going to be best for you, the way you sleep, and your body is to take the Helix Sleep Quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That's helixsleep.com/sleep. That personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows you want to get to know your mattress, right? And you get to sleep on it in your own home. They offer a 100-night trial and a 10- to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. And since everybody's unique and everyone sleeps differently, Helix has different mattress models to choose from, designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. There's models with memory foam for pressure relief if you sleep on your side, responsive foam to cradle your body if you're a stomach or back sleeper. And way back when I took that Helix sleep quiz, I got matched with the Helix Dusk. I chose the Helix Dusk Lux. You know, I sleep on my stomach. I sleep on my side. I like to be cool. I love this mattress. Anytime I travel, I'm counting the days to get home and get in my Helix bed. And Helix is offering up to 30% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. That's helixsleep.com/sleep. Thanks, everybody. And Mr. Bart, who helps us make this show possible?
Chris Posty Posterson.
Sounds like an earful.
Wrote the theme song.
And edits episodes too.
Carl W. The Legend.
Also edits episodes.
Kenny, Scotty, and Jennifer.
Runner. Eric and the team at Astound are on the website.
I am the Mystery Bart.
I do the lullabies, yeah.
I do commissions at
JonathanMann.net.
I'll write a song for you.
All.
You can tell me the story and
I'll make it personal.
You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Laura, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your moderators.
Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors.
You can find anything you want at Sleep With Me Podcast. And we're so proud that we could
dance
to be part of Nine Fail Presents. So now on with the show.
Thanks, Mr. Bard. And that's right, I'm at Dear Scooter on Twitter and Instagram. Those are good places to catch me. And you can always listen to Sleep With Me in your smart speaker or tell people that's a good way to listen. Check out this show. Just say, play Sleep With Me podcast to your smart speaker. And you can set a timer if you like. And that's it. Let's get on with the show. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast. It's here to put you to sleep. We do with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. And go ahead and get comfy wherever you are. I'm here to help. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to do is I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. No, sorry, I tried a little new thing there. If you're a regular listener, if you're new, I wanted you to get comfortable. So get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'll do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever is keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, time, temperature, changes, changes in routine. You know, if it's stuff you're thinking about, stuff you're feeling physically, or stuff, on your emotions that's bubbling up or more than that. Whatever it is, I'd like to take your mind off of that. And if you're new, this show's very different, and it's going to take, there's a long intro, but this is part of the show. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, tangents, rustified tangents, creaky, dulcet tones, and other things, but mostly I'm going to be here for you. That's why I have the show come out twice a week. I work very hard. Because right up front, I want to tell you, I believe you deserve a good night's sleep. And when I started making the show, I was searching for something a little bit different. So definitely, if you've tried other stuff, if you have something that works for you, that's great. This one's a little bit different. If you're looking for a silly story and a friend in the deep, dark night, that's why I use the term. Because for me, it can feel pretty... I just feel like I say, geez, I wish there was someone here to keep me company, to take my mind off of stuff, to tell me a silly story. And that's what I'm going to do with the show. But it's also like having a friend over that does a lot of talking and that doesn't really get, it takes a while to get to the story. And your friends, like, I'm a little bit different. I don't know, like, I'm open to that. And so if my imaginary friend is a little bit different than I'm describing here. So, yeah, it'll take a while to get anywhere. I'll go off topic. I'll get confused. I have creaky dulcet tones, which you say, well, I never heard of creaky dulcet tones. It's a little bit different, too, to say, okay. But main message is I'm here to help, but this doesn't work for everybody, but also doesn't make a lot of sense. So if you kick back and maybe kind of say, okay, let me put on my passive viewfinder. I don't know what that is, but maybe I'll come back to that. Passive viewfinder. It sounds like something that fits the podcast. Okay, let me see, because I was trying to set that up. So I'm going to send my voice across the deep dark, and I'm going to use lulling, soothing tones, creaky dulcets, pointless meanders, unfinished metaphors, strange subject changes. But here's the thing. Here's structurally what to expect if you're new. The show starts off with a few minutes of business. That's how we keep the show going. If you're new, it's not super important, but it try to put as much of it at the top of the show and between the intro and the story as it can. So thank you for sitting through that. Then we have an intro. Now, the intro is kind of part of the podcast. Now, some people will fall asleep during this while I explain what the podcast is for 12 minutes. It also kind of, if you, after your first or second try, you might say, okay, maybe this isn't the podcast for me. Where some people say, okay, I didn't realize that. But the intro kind of is his attempt to explain the podcast unsuccessfully 700 times. For 12 minutes. And now I get it. I can totally relax. The pressure's off. Because I don't really have a huge pressure on myself. I say, let's just do our best to explain what the podcast is. So far, we haven't been, even though we've made the show and we make the show, we haven't really been able to capture, totally understand why it works. I mean, I know some of the pieces that work. But that's what I try to spend the intro exploring. You say, okay. Maybe it's this. So that'll be an intro. Some listeners, you know, get ready for bed listening to it. There's a poll somewhere I saw recently. And it feels like maybe 60% of people fall asleep during the intro. And maybe another 33% or 34% get ready for bed during the intro. So that's kind of, you know, that's how people use it. Or some people, you listen to it during the day to cool down, unwind, to have a little daytime break. But that's the intro. Then we'll have a story, a bedtime story. We'll be doing our serial episodically modular series that you can listen to in nearly any order. The Stan Chronicles, Nuns in Space. And mostly heavy on the Stand, my best friend, and a freestyle soda machine, and an android, or I don't know exactly. No, Stan's a binary being. That's what I would say. I don't know if I'd say Stan's a digital being or analog being, because I would have to define those words. But more than an android. I don't know if to remember that there was a band in the 80s, 90s, I think it was, and they sang a song, More Than Words, More Than Droids. How about that? Has BB-88 ever done any karaoke? Because they could, or what about C-3PO? What if C-3PO has a secret hobby, karaoke? I can see that, of all the characters. You'd say, who has a secret karaoke? Like, that's their hobby. That's how they unwind when no one else is around. Talk about Star Wars fanfic. But seriously, if you're a Star Wars fan or even a casual consumer of Star Wars, you'd say, who would you see throwing back some tunes? Maybe singing some Barbara, then some Bette. And maybe some Carole King, you know, then maybe moving into some Barry Manilow, or you know, then doing some, then bouncing around, doing some Sia, I would say, but, you know, Titanium. I could see the irony of C-3PO singing that song. Maybe in the middle, like maybe in a heated Star Trek scene, when they say, okay, well, we're not going to have any news, you know, we got 8 hours off. Like maybe in the last one when they're just, you know, they're waiting to run out of gas, but they haven't run out of gas yet. There was a lot of downtime. I'm pretty sure C-3PO was on that ship, but I'd have to check my records. But they said, okay, 3PO, you know, we got whatever. We got 48 hours till we run out of gas, and we're still working on a plan. Why don't you take some downtime, you know, go into sleep mode. And I don't do a C-3PO, what do you call that, whatever, where you pretend you're C-3PO, but it's because I'm no Anthony Daniels, so believe me, I've been told that too. And I don't know if that's who plays C-3PO, but so, you know, then C-3PO says, oh, sure, you know, no problem, you know, yeah, I got to go work on, what is it, protocol, you know, I'm going to check out the latest protocol releases and, you know, just thumb through those, then put them in, you know, download those and go into sleep mode. And of course, R2 knows all this because maybe R2 would shoot out a microphone. For sure, this would happen. I mean, come on, you're listening to me. You can see it happening because it happens, just not in the scenes they filmed in the movie. Yeah, so then R2 shoots a microphone out. C-3PO catches it. This is in like a broom closet or something. And he says, you know, I think you probably would start with C, because that would warm up his, if he was going to go for anything higher. Like, C is right in a good range to warm your voice up. If you have creaky dulcet tones, I can't sing on the podcast, especially copyrighted songs. I think I was saying, though, has anyone sung a song? What was the song? It was Gary Cherone. So I already forgot the point that led me into this, which was trying to make a point about how long the intros are. Oh, and then that we were singing what is that song? What was that band called? This is really how my brain works. I'm drawing a total blank. But there was a band and they sang a song. And then I said, what if there was a droid version of it? But it left my brain. As soon as C-3PO got into my brain and started singing Sia. And on Eagle, it's not on Eagle's Wings, but I think that's a church song. But maybe C-3PO would do that too. And then he would transition into, you know, did you ever know you're my hero? And he would sing that to R2. And R2, you know, they'd probably do one duet because this is C-3PO's thing. R2's thing is being cute and adorable. So maybe I'll remember that song. But so, what was my... Oh, I was talking about Stan, my best friend, who's not an android. Droids. It was something droids, but it didn't rhyme. I don't know. I can't think of that song. I almost thought of the name of the band. I know Gary Cherone was in it, because he left and became like a singer of Van Halen. And to be honest, I have no idea how that worked out. I mean... I could guess, but so what was it? Oh, I almost had it again. I think they were called Extreme, even though they weren't extreme. They were extremely unextreme, more than words. That was it. Thank you, brain. We eventually got there, but I think that may have been free association. I'm the first person that's used free association to remember something they were talking about 4 minutes ago. But yeah, what if they do? Well, I guess, yeah, maybe if BB-8 and R2 were the audience for 3PO, he would sing more than droids. Like he'd say, you know, because he'd be out of character, because he'd be in relax mode, chill mode, not 3PO mode. And he'd sing more than, he'd say, I rewrote this song for the two of you. And then maybe at some point, I can see him performing at one point or another. Like Luke would probably be amused by it. Leia for sure. Maybe at her bedside when she wasn't feeling so hot, he's saying that to her. But droids really meant, you know, that he was expressing that it was beyond, she's more than a droid to him. But that song is more than words. So I was thinking more than droids. It's all you ever beep and bloop to you. And I wouldn't, you know, whatever, it would easily be done. So that's, so then there's a story, bedtime story. And then after that is some thank yous and stuff. Between the intro and the story are is business, usually. And that's how we keep the show going. So you can find all that at our website. And so you don't need to listen to the show. I guess it was, so that was the structure of the show. It only took me about 14 minutes to describe the structure of the show. Because we had a little C-3PO karaoke. Well, here's another question, though. Go off topic again. If you have a memory, like, is it karaoke or is it something else? Like, if you don't have to read the words, like, they're in your brain, you're in your system. I mean, some people do karaoke and they have songs memorized, but they're human. I mean, I guess I'm not trying to draw a line here, 3PO, like, between humans and, solid state or, you know, platter drive beings. I'm just saying, if you have every lyric in your head, I guess it's still karaoke. Maybe. I don't know. Or is it a tribute? You know, we should get Tenacious D to weigh in on this and maybe sing that droid song with C-3PO because they have the kind of pull that maybe they could get in the next Star Wars movie. You know, or we could do the, it could, you know, if you want to do a short, like, Ways Droids Chill, a Star Wars story, a very short one. It doesn't, you know, they don't all have to be an hour and a half plus feature films. This could be one that, or if you're, you know, you say, well, we're looking for something to take the heat off of us. Again, I've offered this service to other movie companies. I'll write that movie. I'll put my name on it. Right before a release, you just say, you know, Ackerman, he just did what he wanted to. He had his own artistic or tour vision. Originally, it was supposed to be about a Hoth or something. He comes, you know, it's too late now. We got to release it. It's called How Droids Chill. And, you know, but and then you say, okay, well, that was our, makes everything else look gold. As golden as a shined C-3PO at the big karaoke contest, the secret karaoke contest the droids have. Maybe, in the, yeah, other droids do have dance-offs to answer that question that naturally came up. And, yeah, of course there's other things, but we'll talk about that when that movie's released in 20-never. So it's a structure show. No pressure to listen, no pressure to fall asleep. I appreciate you coming by. Here's the thing. I'm sure you picked up on it. It's silly stuff, but it's friendly stuff. Doesn't work for everybody. But I will posit, you know, maybe you either stopped listening. So if you're still listening, did it take your mind? Like, who? C-3PO singing Bette Midler. Isn't that a little bit comforting? Preferable to whatever else was on your mind. In the story coming up here, we have a freestyle soda machine. Who is my version of, he's not a protocol droid, but he, you know, Stan, he's my co-pilot and best, oh no, I'm Stan's co-pilot at this point, my commander and best friend. But yeah, give this podcast a shot, see if it helps. I'm really appreciative that you came by and checked it out. And I truly believe you deserve a good night's sleep. I work very hard on this show because I want to help. Thanks for coming by. And here's a couple of ways we keep the show going. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Oh, hey, everybody, this is Stan. Welcome to another episode of Nuns in Space. I got duty tonight. Scooter would really think that was funny. I'm Stan. I'm a freestyle soda machine and the commander of a ship named Khali Drogo. And a freestyle soda machine. Did I say that, pen pal? I'm a little nervous here. I've never introduced to the show. but I'm a freestyle soda machine, and this is the story, Nuns in Space, a serial episodic, episodically modular serial series. You can listen to in any order. And it follows the adventures of a freestyle soda machine, me, Stan, and my best friend, second-in-command, Scooter, as we adventure in a cloud of delusion and try to find our way out, out in outer space, in the space between Earth and in the outer space. And once upon a time, pen pal, and all my friends here, hello, I'm Stan, freestyle soda machine, introducing the episode and going off topic, just like Scooter would. I have a Scooter-based algorithm in my system here. But so once upon a time, pen pal, there was Earth, just like you live on now. And then Earth became exposed to outer space in a friendly way. Everybody said, hey, check it out. That's Earth. We heard about it. We just found it. We're from outer space. Let's be friends. And then that grew as friendships do to say, hey, let's trade some stuff. Why don't you come over to my house for dinner? Maybe a sleepover. I live over in quadrant Quark 5-4. And that's what happened. Some people said, look, let's come to Earth. Have you ever seen a trapeze artist before? And those kind of things. And everything was going great. So Scooter told me, you know, some people that lived on Earth, you know, change happens pretty fast. And in Earth, humans, they have a great ability to adjust to things. But sometimes that adjustment or adaptation, that's what Scooter calls it, it's not always positive. So some people on Earth said, well, I don't know how I'm feeling about all this. Now, we don't necessarily know what the cause of it was, but suddenly we were, you know, exposed to outer space. Everybody's hanging, doing stuff. A cloud of delusion surrounded the Earth. We don't know if it's natural or we still don't know, pen pal. But it separated Earth from space once again, including the space beings that were already on Earth. They said, hey, I got to get back. You know, I got to make dinner. I got a 4,000, offspring on Jaloop 27. And no one could penetrate this cloud of delusion. When you went into it, you would become delusional. And you'd say, well, where am I? I forgot what I was doing, kind of. That's one form. Even robots, even computers, nothing could penetrate this cloud. And it was a high price. They said, we got to get this ice cream out of here to, elbow 44 before it melts. And eventually, they kept testing things and spending money. They found a few humans that were just, adjusted to delusion-based thinking, I think Scooter once said, that they, with a lot of effort, could penetrate the cloud of delusion, and they became essentially harbor pilots, taking stuff from Earth to a space station, technically a space station in Earth orbit, taking it from that space station to another space station on the other side of the cloud of delusion. And Scooter was one of those people, made a bunch of credits, and that's where I worked with Scooter. I met Scooter, and we had some adventures, and then we had some more adventures when we picked up this crew and a ship who ended up, due to the delusion, maybe, they became the nuns from Scooter's childhood. And then we had a whole season of adventures, season one. I think it's in the 400 episodes of this podcast. And then that season came to close in the cloud of delusion. Season two, we're still in the cloud of delusion, but we've been working with a book by Julia Cameron called Artist Way. It's attempting to make me into an artist, I guess Scooter's plan was, for outside that we could think of more creative solutions to get out of the cloud. And right now we created a summer camp or a version of a summer camp here on the salvage ship that I'm the commander of, Khali Drogo. And we've been collecting other beings from the cloud on their ships and saying, hey, come aboard. We got a summer camp going. And we're working on our finding our way out of the cloud as well. But so that's what we were doing. Then we discovered a space whale, more like a space puppy whale, but a space whale is a simpler technology, a popular thing in space, different large scale beings. And this space whale just happened to be doing the same thing we were doing, but eating. This one eats spaceships, especially ones that are just sitting in the cloud of delusion, not moving. Also, one hiccup we had with the camp was we were having trouble finding ships. So then we started following this whale and trying to get to ships before the whale would. And that's actually where his story picks up almost. Then Scooter said, let me go. We rescued some people, but it was getting harder and harder because the whale was learning. And the whale would be like a puppy a bit, like, this is my dinner. Stay away from it kind of thing. And so Scooter said, well, let's try to get more probes in the whale and see what we could figure out. He also wanted to yell in the blowhole. And so he took, also we discovered a being, or I'm not sure what we discovered, but we discovered these nanobot type beings. And they, I never asked them if they were consciousness or not, if they had a consciousness, Ben Pal. But they became my arms and legs, because as a freestyle soda machine, I don't have any arms or legs or natural mode of locomotion. And Scooter's not super good at designing those things. And since I don't have any arms, I can't just design my own. You know, I believe me, I have plans. But this worked out better than ever. Because these nano beings, I guess they became a part of me. And they became my arms and my legs. Just, and that was great. But then I sent them to protect Scooter. Like a super space suit to surround him as he went into the whale pen pals. So right now, Scooter's in the whale. And we're still working on our stuff. And I was supposed to just say, I think that's what, so that's where we're starting. For, and there's also a Hollywood celebrity from your time, pen pal, here, named Antonio Banderas. Yes, Scooter told me to message. Hello. Hello, Stan. This is a lady, this is a gentleman, this is a boy, this is a girl, this is a friends beyond the binary. It's time for a commander. Who is a freestyle artist and freestyle soda machine. It's time for the Stan Chronicles Nuns in Space. Yeah. Oh, that was great. I like how you did the yeah. Scooter's actually waiting for you. He's taking this part of the show off. So he said he could play a dice game with you. Thank you, Stan. It's good to see you. Thank you, Antonio. And also, that party you invited me to without Scooter, I don't know if I can accept that. I know it looks very fun, but I said going without Scooter, he would be, it was just a test to see if he was really your best friend. I mean, I have other best friends, Stan, but that means you are a very good friend, which makes me wish that you were my best friend even more. But I know you are Scooter's best friend clearly now. My ruse is up. But I accept a more casual friendship from you. Oh, well, that makes me... I don't know if I'm... I'm not into friends... I'm in friends... I mean, Scooter tests me in many ways, Antonio. But not in a way, a direct test of my loyalty. So I don't know if... I will have to consider friendships with people who test loyalty. But you would be... Stan. Oh. Sorry, Antonio. I don't think you can ever introduce the show without Scooter or me letting you down in Scooter's absence. Thank you. Nuns in Space, everybody. Hey, Pen Pal, it's me, Stan. Good to see you again. Been a while. Hardy har. So Scooter's still in the space whale, and we're following the space whale, Pen Pal, at a bit of a distance, as I think we said the last episode. And we have found two more ships because the astronomy club is actually looking for ships or sparkles or anything for ships. So in the first ship we found, we raced ahead of the space whale. We stood at a distance. We tried to go parallel. And then we raced ahead to get to a ship. And we got there and it was empty. We did get a little bit of supplies off the ship. But then when we were doing that, in the space whale... had gotten there faster than we thought of, and we did get a little tail to the side. So that was, we lost some antennas and things. I don't think we needed them. And then the second one, we encountered again a different difficulty. So this one we said, what should we do? Shouldn't we race ahead, or maybe we should race ahead and drop it, and then the whale... the whale was hiding. Instead of going fast, the whale hid. And then again, this time we're kind of like, the whale's going to do something. If we see, where's the whale? You know, we were a little bit more on watch. But the thing was that there was two crew on that second ship. So then we were trying to dodge the whale. Now, the Cali Drogo is not really a dodge-worthy ship. So we had sent other ships. And, well, it's just been really, like, it's taking a lot more effort and work than we expected. But we did get those two. So there was some stuff. But we did get two crew off of that ship. And again, a little bit of liquid. So we're still trying to follow the whale and keep an eye on it and keep an eye on it losing us. But it clearly is. I don't know, pen pal. It's a little bit of. And then we haven't heard from Scooter or my little bits, my arms and my legs. But again, we're going with that the whale's consuming a lot of iron and, you know, space metals. And so, you know, that's clearly going to create some interference, and Scooter's probably busy in there. So we're, again, saying Scooter's doing great. He's taking care of my little bits, and my little bits are taking care of Scooter. But I've also said, okay, Sam, don't quit your morning pages. You got to move forward with your work. And the artist, you know, I'm journeying as an artist. The artist's way. Stay on the path, Stan. So the next part of the journey was like rereading my artist, my morning pages, pen pal. And without any judgment, it said, read them without any judgment, that it could be tough. And oh boy, pen pal. It said, no judgment. What have you been complaining about? And they even did my complaining in code. I mean, coded words. What have you been procrastinating about? Any black or white thinking, pen pal? And pen pal, as I've been honestly looking at my morning pages, honesty time, pen pal, because I don't know when you'll be hearing this, or if you know, with the idea of me and Scooter sharing a pen pal, maybe you'll be just my pen pal. I'm just wondering, pen pal, what my motivations were with Scooter and the whale and my little bits, because I did offer, I said, oh, my little bits will go with you, Scooter, because I started to look at what I was complaining about, pen pal. And, you know, as I'm growing, I'm having more and more feelings about Scooter. And, you know, friends are, again, sometimes, like, Scooter explains to me, it's natural to see things in all or nothing, Stan. And it's a big advancement noticing that. So I guess this is a big advancement because it really, at least in my morning pages, I was trying to follow all the rules. I said, I'm so sick, Scooter. Sick of this, Scooter, you know, what about this? Why does Scooter do this? What about, you know, just a lot of details, pen pal. A lot of things that were driving my circuits, I guess would be the word. You know, chafing my wires. But then I was thinking, what about all this subconscious, all these things, did Scooter over-algorithming me to try to say, Stan, let's find this, this is all inside of you somewhere. Or inside of the vacuum tubes, Scooter gets fixated on those, of course. But I'm starting to wonder if there's something to it, pen pal. Because I was hoping it would be some bright, you know, pink light of, you know, like in the movies that Scooter always talks about. I don't think he talked about it in that way, but, you know, some dramatic thing. Some good thing, like, yippee-ki-yay, Stan's got a subconscious. But now I'm seeing... Maybe my subconscious was at play here, pen pal, sending Scooter into the whale. Like saying, let's fix this for you, Stanner. Where are your new Scooter? There's a Freudian slip, Scooter. Go inside that whale. Pen pal, do you think I really did this on accidental purpose? And again, pen pal, I guess I have to follow... I do the protocols the Scooter's trying to, is this a good thing? I mean, it would be but not great, pen pal, right? But it would also be, is this some sort of advancement I need to embrace at the same time as saying, well, I'm not sure I like discovering this about you, Stan. But I need to be an advocate for you, Stan, because I'm here to take care of you. I'm also your camp counselor, Stan. So it's all okay, Stan. Let's just be open and open to what's happening and see everything that's happening if we can clearly. Let's not paint in broad strokes, Stan. It'll be great. So I'm trying to say this is some sort of advancement, pen pal. But again, then it's like, did I do it? You know, did I try to do this? But I think we will keep moving forward to the solution, because if we're not painting an all or nothing pen pal, then it says, well, it's okay, Stan. You're a fallible. Maybe you're a fallible device. That's also a new. That's another thing. Scooter tried to make me a mispronunciation protocol. So that's it for now, pen pal. I'll be right. I need to take a little downtime for Stan. Hey, pen pal, it's me, Scooter. I'm recording here locally, and I'm wondering if Stan's doing the work for this week, because I have my own copy of the book here on my device. Don't worry, I give you whale-based details. I'm still in the whale to answer that question, though, pen pal. But the next activity this week is visualizing a goal. And I'm trying to find, you know, I was trying to think of cartoon, like I'm here in the whale. It's not as I expected, but it is too. Like I was hoping for the cartoon answers, you know. Like even, I was even saying when I first got in here, I was saying, well, maybe Geppetto's here. And actually Stan's little bits can become become like a kind of 3D projection thing. And I said, don't do that. So they made a 3D Geppetto to try to soothe me. But I try not to go to the cartoon for answers. So I'm supposed to imagine my goals with all the details. And I guess the goal would be like figuring out this whale. How does it see things? I don't know. I've thought a lot about it, pen pal. I haven't recorded in a little while. Let me focus on the task at hand, because maybe it'll help me solve things. So I was thinking about, okay, if we could talk to the whale. Well, first I did check to see if it had a toothache, pen pal, to say, okay, maybe that's an easy solution. Do I need to make the whale sneeze by dancing on its tongue? Is this its tongue? Do I have any pepper to make it sneeze? No. Should I make it smoky smoke, whatever that cartoon was, to make it sneeze or cough? No, probably not a good idea. So I guess I'm trying to think of visualize my goal, which is to get all the answers from the whale. Like if the whale was my best friend, you know, I'm to get a Stan, but what if me and the whale were best friends? And I said, hey, how do you find everything in the cloud? And then maybe the whale said, well, I could just eat it. What is the cloud bothering you? I said, yeah, that's why we're stuck in here. And the whale says, oh, I guess I'm just kind of swimming around in here. I don't see what cloud. And then maybe I'd say to the whale, well, we're surrounded by a cloud of delusion. We have these delusion field generators, but they don't help us. We can't figure out a way out of here. It's long as to exist here in the cloud. But we really want to get out of the cloud. We have limited, and we're also trying to find, you know, those ships you're eating, there's people and beings on there. Oh, really? What are people or beings? Oh, well, they're like you, but different. But they have a right to exist. Oh, really? What about the ships that I eat? I don't know. That would be debatable, probably, depending on the ship. There's probably a few ships who maybe would like a choice, too. And they say, well, I'm a ship that has consciousness. Well, now you're really mixing me up. Sorry, best friend whale. That's not the kind of thing a best friend does. But we're trying to get, we would check for those things. We're trying to get everybody off the ships, the independent beings or collective beings or sentient ships, the programming part at least. And then you could eat the ship if we could, and food and water. Food and water, what's those? Well, you know, when you eat a ship, why? Because I'm hungry. Or thirsty. Do you drink a ship? I just eat and it satisfies my thirst. Okay, that's helpful, kind of. If I knew anything about a space whale physiology or anatomy or whatever it is, But tell me more about this cloud. Oh, thanks, Space Whale. Well, that's good because it, like, because maybe I could eat the cloud for you. Really, do you think you could? Because that would be great. Well, hey, what other stuff could we do for each other? This I could try to eat the cloud for you. What other things? What's a best friend? I like the way that sounds. Because I like the way you talk to me and the tone. It sounds like we're. It feels good, like we could do things and it would feel good together. Yeah, that's kind of what friendship is, part of it. I don't know, are you familiar with a roller coaster? No, what's a roller coaster? It's a ride, a fun ride. I don't know if we could take you on it. You might eat it, because most of them are made from metal. But it would be a ride, because it's been a bit of a roller coaster being in this cloud. If you could eat your way out of it, it'd be great. I don't know. Sorry, imaginary space whale friend. I'm just sitting here thinking, hey, pen pal, that was imaginary. That's my goal, is to get to the bottom of it and be able to ask the whale questions, or at least understand the whale if I can't ask it questions. But I'm imagining Stan back there reading Stan's morning pages, and then I know Stan's going to be, when Stan reads Stan's, I read all of Stan's morning pages, by the way, pen pal. I know I shouldn't have, but I had to keep, Stan's making a lot of progress and fed up with me, naturally. My plan came together, just like it always does. But I was thinking of you with bots around me, pen pal, all the bots are here, and Stan must be missing them. And thinking of them, and if he, Stan could see them, or they could see Stan, I know they miss Stan, I know you do, you miss your Stan. And I was like, oh, can't we just send, it doesn't work that they can't just send one little bot over to the other ship. They don't work, they're locally in a cloud. They need to be locally in a cloud. They're interdependent. Hey, pen pal, it's me, Stan. I'm just visualizing my goals here and working on things, because, you know, that's what I'm supposed to be doing. And we've been running a lot of data for the year and the month and the week to know when we're going to hit capacity. If we keep finding ships, and we can get to the ships, because we don't know how much water, you know, the things we're going to pick up, and impacts of rationing, people sleeping versus maybe the camp, you know, now that people have been at summer camp, they don't want to go back to sleep. So a lot of the goals of the next week, month, and year would be having enough everything for everybody, pen pal. Also getting Scooter back. We've been coming up with ideas to get Scooter and respect the space whale, of course, pen pal. Because the space whale, pen pal, I guess I didn't say this yet, but it's really a beautiful being. And it seems to have some sort of ability. Thinking it's like it says it has some sort of ridges so it can look like outer space. That's how it's surprised us so many times. I don't know if it's SCALES or some sort of ridges. Yeah, but then it can also reflect. So it's not a camouflage pen pal, but it's some sort of like a paint, adjustable paint, I guess, but not infinitely adjustable. But it really makes it, it's really majestic. Like a lot of times you see these things. I mean, it's cute because it has kind of a puppy look to it as well. But it's also been, you know, keeping its eye on us, pen pal. So then we're saying, oh, does this thing have any susceptibilities that we could use, you know, to rescue Scooter? And also, how does it move so fast, pen pal? Because we don't understand even how it's propulsion, because it can't just wave its tail to move. And we also have a group of campers working on wacky Scooter ideas to keep the camp going. Most of those I've had to say no to because they involve either like some sort of a big contest or, you know, dodgeball tournament. And I said, well, no, we need to focus here. And also, like, what if we keep, you know, adding, like, campers, how are other ways we could gather supplies? And keep, you know, but I'm not worried, pen pal. Clearly, I'm not worried at all. I'm just thinking about Scooter's, you know, well, I am worried. So that's why, but it's progress, pen pal. So it's good news that I'm thinking about these things. So, you know, we're thinking about getting Scooter out. We're trying to also predict the whale so we don't get bumped into again. But we haven't encountered any ships lately. And then we're saying, well, how many ships can there be in the cloud? And actually, some campers have said, well, let's look into what databases we have on board to see if we could actually estimate, or if we could estimate just the minimal amount of ships in there are. And then the size of the cloud. They said the cloud's pretty big, but they said there's also like, because its appearance was almost instantaneous. So they said, well, that's good. That could be a good sign. And clearly the whale is like looking, but it's guided by something. It's finding things. It's going somewhere. But that's it, pen pal, for right now. I got to get back. I got to do so. Got to check in with some of one of the camp boards about something. Don't worry, pen pal. I am worrying, but not in a way. I'm not avoiding worrying. I'm embracing it, pen pal. Thanks. Hey, pen pal, it's Scooter. I had a big idea, pen pal. Since I last talked to you, I've been using the. I wondered if the nanobots could make me some VR goggles that were nanobot goggles. They said, well, if you're locally connected, could you become my eyes? And they did it. And so I've been able to look inside the whale so deep, pen pal. Like I've looked into the Golgi apparatus. Not into my finance box. I've looked in the Golgi apparatus's finance box to check its status. Like, I kind of have these nano VR eyes. And so I've seen mitochondria. So this is totally different. Also, I don't know what I'm looking at exactly. And the nanobots, they don't have a ton of memory. So they can't. I said, is that a mitochondria? I said, holy, you know, those are the only two things I could remember, too, pen pal. You know, I said, other than from movies, and they said, the nanobots, they don't really, work on mind control, kind of. So I haven't been able to figure out exactly how the whale sees things or controls things or a way to become the whale's best friend, which was originally my plan. But when I first became a harbor pilot, when I would open up a car hood or a spaceship, I wouldn't know what any of that stuff was either. I mean, all the mechanical stuff, I still don't really know a lot about it, but at least I say, well, that's a distributor cap or whatever, air filter. So I do know this. There's like a lava. One of the things in the stomach of it is a lava. Because it's doing its own smelting, the whale. And I want to say I saw alchemy, like a little organ for alchemy. And I said, is that all full of gold? Holy mackerel. Good thing, I don't have gold fever or anything. But mostly I'm just confused. It's very interesting looking around the whale. But it still brings me back to a point of like, what am I supposed to do, pen pal, other than keep going with Cameron's way. Yeah, so that's it for now. I guess I'll be back, but I'm going to keep looking around and see what I come up with. Hey, pen pal, it's me, Stan. This part of the thing is my creative U-turn. And I think it's synchronicity, pen pal, because we're really in a U-turn now. Because we came across, the whale's been getting more and more. Anytime we get close to the whale or it thinks it can test what we're doing, we're not paying attention, it gets a little unpredictable. And as we approached the last ship, things here got, the whale's been raising the stakes, I guess I could say. And without Scooter here, the whale, it played a trick on us, pen pal. No treat, just a trick. And I said, this whale looks like a puppy, acts like a cat, pen pal. Like a cat-like intelligence and speed. And Scooter always told me that, to pander to cats, no matter how you feel about cats and dogs, cats are intelligent and always pander to cats. Because Scooter said they're watching. So a couple of days ago, the whale had got an empty ship right before we got there. And we tried to do a misdirect to get to the ship first. And the only way we knew it, because when the whale bit it, we scanned it and it was empty. And so then we were trying to figure out things, and we backed up. And then the next ship, we had a full-blown creative U-turn, pen pal. And hopefully Scooter's got an eye on that camper, because someone was on a ship going to the next ship when the whale, you know, pen pal. So I'm not even sure what to do. I mean, I do know what we need to do, pen pal. I mean, I'm just kind of talking around it, because my mission here is to the campers and to Scooter and not to the whale. And, but I'm not, this is a beautiful whale, and I'm saying, well, we need to, also we need the information the whale has. But the stakes have got to the point, pen pal, that I say, well, I have to, Stan, you're the commander. You're going to have to make a choice here. And the campers here at camp come first. You're the counselor of these campers, and the campers out there in space that we haven't come across yet. I'm responsible to them, and so I feel like, too. So then I'm like, well, we need the whale then. So it kind of takes the fun out of things, pen pal. But, you know, but this is good, pen pal. It's just, okay, this is a challenge, and we could deal with it. Hey, pen pal, it's Scoots here. I kind of found another way to use my nano eyes. I also found another chamber and met somebody. It was a long story. Like, I found a couple other beings in another chamber, and they're in there, and they're like, it's not exactly like the cartoon, but they're existing in there. So I don't think, like, I think it's like an area, like, when you can't finish something, like, the whale has, like, an empty area for stuff that it doesn't consume. So they're in there, and then a human just came on board that was a camper that we were able to get to. Also, the whale is very humid, so you might be saying, how's the water situation? That's a good question, pen pal. Plenty of water and plenty of humidity, and these beings were getting by on this, we'll just say some whales, like whale extras, pen pal. Other things the whale can't digest, I guess, that they've been making food out of. But everyone's, you know, they're like kids in a kid without a summer camp in the winter, stuck in their house. They're so sick of being stuck in the whale. And, you know, they're all interspecies. So it's like, okay, I'm trying to say, your interspecies beings inside a whale, inside the cloud of delusion. And, you know, they're from very quirky planets, or else they're really sick of being around one another. But I've been thinking about the creative U-turn. That's the next thing on the list. And I know Stan's probably doing it. And I have so many creative U-turns to choose from, pen pal, that I said, well, I don't know if it's the best use of my time going through every U-turn, right turn, underturn. Like, which creative U-turn should I start with? And what's going to help me and these other beings and the whale? And also what I saw, because I made a... Now I already forgot what it's called, pen pal, but where you can see a periscope out of the VR eyes, out of the blowhole, because whale does have a blowhole. It's not a blowhole. I don't know what it does. I'm guessing it's a smokestack for invisible smoke. But I saw it. Stan had a bit of a U-turn with the whale, and that's how the other ship came on, and I got that camper off the ship, and they're fine. So I know the whale and Khal Drogo are now... Like, I know Stan, I can picture Stan. And I also have to say, these people are stuck in the whale. What do I do? So I'm trying to figure out, and again, we can't, I don't know, pen pal. You know, I'm just procrastinating. I'm like, this could be the U-turn. And then I said, wait a second, maybe the book could help. So I went forward, and the next thing for this week's work is to rescue a brain child that very similar to the brain bots of that sleep podcast my ancestors made. A part of ourselves that was left behind and forgotten. But then I say, well, this task is a little bit bigger than just my brainchild, right? Maybe I shouldn't worry about the book. But I said, well, I have to rescue a brainchild. Rescue is the key, you know. And then I said, okay, Julie Cameron's big on affirmations. So I said, everybody's going to be okay. We're going to find a way out of this. And I kept repeating that stuff to myself. Everything's going to be okay. We're going to find our way out of this. Without the whale, with the whale. So I've looked around. Also, another thing, Pen Pal, is that I can kind of feel the whale. That's the other thing. I guess it's complicating it. It's like I can feel, I'm not sure if it has a beating heart or like circulatory, but I can feel something like that. Like I can feel its beinghood, it being inside it. It might sound strange, Pen Pal, but then I say, well, maybe this is why, you know, people sing about the Golgi apparatus, because this is, well, I can feel this human. It's like even though the whale doesn't necessarily breathe or aspirate, and plus I'm drinking its humidity, so it gives me a closeness to the whale. Like I can feel, you know, I can feel the whale's feelings almost. I mean, and I don't feel emotionally connected to the whale, but I do. It's like there's this rhythm when I sleep at night, this steady rhythm of the whale and the motion. Maybe it's the muscles of the whale. So it really, like, it gives me this awakeness being in the moment. Maybe it's like doing your being around a being that's being helps me be, you know what I mean, Pen Pal? It really, I never felt more alive, I guess. But then I feel connected to the whale, which makes it harder to figure out an easy solution. The easy solution, you know, Pen Pal. So how do I rescue everybody? And they say, well, Scoots, maybe you're just being, you know, is it the code app? You know, what am I supposed to do? This is a pickle, Pen Pal. And then I say, well, what about a brainchild versus a brain being? You know, and then I say, well, what brainchild am I supposed to rescue? So I'm going to think about it quietly here, Pen Pal. Hey, Pen Pal, it's me, Stan. I feel like Scooter saying, hey, Pen Pal. Because I'm saying, if you have any ideas, Pen Pal, now's a great time to give them to me. Or by me talking to you, you give them to me. But I know now is not the time for you, even though you're in your own now. Already. Because I looked through the things this week. There's this thing about a totem, like choosing a totem. And originally I thought of being respectful of the indigenous cultures and all of the indigenous, the planets of the beings and where people have been, you know, all the beings on board and making totem poles. And we would carve them and paint them and build stories around them as an activity, as a group. And now I'm thinking about the space whale. And if we do, like, to fix everything, we say, well, maybe we'll tribute a pole to the space whale, you know, Pen Pal. Because our options are really down to, a tribute to the whale or not. Like, stay or go, Pen Pal. And we have everything on board we would need to do that. And then I could say, Scooter's, I know Scooter's in there. So then Scooter would be out. We'd see about that other camper that I'm sure Scooter rescued. Maybe we could do some other analysis of the whale. I don't know, Pen Pal. I wish we were playing dodgeball right now. It's like instead of a U-turn, I have a bit of a downturn here, Pen Pal. But I'm saying, okay, what is an object for me? What is an object that would be? And they say, well, maybe something like remind me to have a playful attitude, Pen Pal. Because he's still playful. Scooter says, you know, I think he means, you know, have a playful attitude, Stan, even if it's a serious decision. Wait a second, like dodgeball, Pen Pal. Maybe I could hold. What about play? Maybe there is an answer, Scooter. He's not even here, and he's Pen Pal. I think I was thinking of an idea. Let me think about it. I'll be right back. Hey, Pen Pal. I think I thought of an idea. because I was thinking about the whole thing about talking to the whale and feeling the whale. And then, like I said, that this history of my family of bedtime stories in my past, if we could spread the nanos out and vibrate the whale with a bedtime story, maybe I could put, because I said, does this whale ever go to sleep? So instead of putting the whale to sleep, like big farm sleep, like maybe we could put it to real sleep. Because I said, that's what I said, Pimpel. I said, holy Geppetto, actually. Because I said, maybe I could use the nanobots to put the whale to the big farm sleep. And then I said, you know, I still said, that's how I thought of it. I said, sleep, Scooter. Put the whale to sleep. Maybe you could do that. If the whale has a limbic system, maybe that's what you use to put other people to sleep and that your forefathers did. And I said, instead of making the whale sneeze, we'll make it snore. So I think this is a positive U-turn, Pen Pal. It's like I'm U-turning back to the past, a positive U-turn. And I'm going to put the whale to sleep. I'm going to start, you know, I'm just going to talk to the whale like I did, but I'm going to use the nanobots to kind of amplify in a soft way. Say, hey, whale buddy, do you want to be my best friend? Just like that, Pen Pal. But I got to focus. I don't think I should record it because it's going to be some soft whispers into the whale. But it might just work, Pen Pal. Scooter, I mean, Pen Pal, sorry, it's me. It's big news. Sorry, we've been gone for a little while, Pen Pal. But I want you to welcome. We have a new camper, Pen Pal. The news is so good. Scooter wanted to name the whale Fudgy the Whale from, but I said, well, it's a space whale, Scooter. That was an ice cream cake Scooter once loved. So we've been calling the whale Spudgy the Whale because it's space and Fudgy the Whale. Also, Pen Pal, Scooter's back on board our ship, and we figured it out, Pen Pal. It was a combination of toys and Scooter putting the whale to sleep, like as a puppy dog. And I thought about toys and totems, and then I thought about that Kong ball, like a dog toy. He said, well, what if this is like a dog that thinks like a cat or something? And so then we, as a ship, we designed a toy, like a Kong toy, which is like where you hide treats inside a toy. It's hard for the dog to get it out. And it just came together in my deep processor or something. Poof. I said, let's make a Kong toy. And it just popped in my head. I saw it sitting there and I knew what to do. So maybe it came out of my subconscious too, Pen Pal. So I said, good. And I said, yes. And then I said, yes again. In this one, I actively acted on. Because they said, what if the whale's just trying to eat and play? Like, it's not trying to, And I said, maybe it isn't like a cat. Maybe it's like a dog. Like, kind of like a puppy that nips things. So we got it. We made a shield, like, so we could connect it and pull the Kong out of the way at first. And then the whale was chasing it like a toy on a string. Then we were filling it with salvage metals, and we, you know, made it with and it worked. It wasn't digestible. It was we said, well, if it can't, maybe it can't consume carbon fiber, which still I can't believe is still a thing now, Pen Pal. And then I didn't even know what Scooter was up to. So Spudgy was chasing things around, and this was when we had a big ship we were coming up on. We launched the plan because we knew Spudgy was maybe going to launch a plan. And then Spudgy chased it around, and then Scooter put Spudgy to sleep, Pen Pal. And it was like a teamwork of play. And then Scooter also made Spudgy at some point smell Scooter's hand. That was after Spudgy woke up. So Scooter's good at that part. Like, so it is more like a dog whale, puppy whale. But Spudgy, it's Spudgy. It's a part of our... It now follows us. Somehow Scooter, it worked out. And it loves Scooter. I don't think it has a tongue to lick Scooter with, but it has, it does do this thing with its like a forefront. And so it's like Scooter's, it thinks Scooter's, it's Scooter's best friend. I mean, I know I'm Scooter's best friend, but Spudgy, we'll let Spudgy think that. And Scooter tells the bedtime stories through my nana. My nanobots are back, too. It's so good to have my arms and legs spent, pal. And, yeah, I've said, Scooter, could I teach you to tell us? But I'll just tell my arms and my legs. We were back together again. And we were saying everything was going to be okay, and it was. And we said we'd find Scooter. We'd respect the whales individually. You know, we were able to do it all, pen pal. And I was able to say, you know, that maybe my morning pages say I was frustrated with Scooter, but he's my friend and I missed him too. And it's good to have him back here on board, pen pal. And, you know, be back with everybody. You know, I was telling you a story to go to sleep. Just rest here, my arms and my legs. I'll pull up my blankets over you here in my race car bed. In my room in the bunkhouse with the other campers that like to share a room with the head of the camp, which is just Scooter, but that's okay. And Scooter's not here. He's talking to Spudgy. But, like, we could all have an ice cream cake together, pen pal, one day. You, me, Scooter, Spudgy, my arms and my legs. And we'd make one part metal. And I haven't even thought, you know, I think my parts exist on solar energy or something. Pen pal, good night. I want to thank everybody who reviewed the show on Apple Podcasts. If you have a chance to review the show on Apple Podcasts, it'd be great because we got a lot of new reviews from people that hadn't listened to the show before. It came from other podcasts. So here we go. Be a while. Still Awake says, from Canada, says, not the Sandman, 1 star, and some other stuff. A super duper user from Canada says, infuriatingly boring. It doesn't suit me, just drags on. And they, you know, they said, but there's other better podcasts. But then we have Allie Bailey. Sally and Kylie from Sweden never slept so good, so they like the show. I don't know what it is, but just a positive that they're nice in Sweden. Thank you. This person I know because they actually got a hold of me on multiple things, so I know who wrote this review, and they're not really being honest either, but they're losing trust in Radiotopia, so even my creaky dulcets are... heard on 99% invisible. After 25 minutes of ads and podcast CRAP, he told me he'd be telling a 12-minute story in the 52-minute episode. You guys can do better than pandering for that long. Wow. That's from AZ. But, you know, come right back with Molly Moo, who says, right to sleep. This guy is a genius. It's such a contrast. Helps so much. I have horrible insomnia. Helps take my mind off the anxiety. I won't sleep. How tired I'll be tomorrow. So I can actually go to sleep. Can't I thank him enough? Seriously, thank you. Love, that comes from Elbeth Lou. Don't know how it works, but I'm grateful it does. So this is from people that listen to the show on a regular basis. That are so Dr. Dumb, D-U-M, like the lollipop, a precious part of the podcast universe. 5 stars for making me sleepy. I wake up, and my cat likes it too. Nice form of writing, with me, and meaningful and it's meaningless. Thank you. Gus from Spain says, we're basura, which I know what that means. That's it, 1 star, straight up basura. Sweet pea soup, it helps my insomnia so much. So then we're back in it. I've tried to listen to other podcasts with soothing voices. This is the only one that's helped. I'm asleep in no time, despite 15 years of insomnia. Could probably break the record in filibustering, even in a few minutes. It'll put me to sleep. And then finally, here's a Canadian that likes the show. T2583, Insomniac's Dream. You just had a baby, had insomnia, tried yoga, aromatherapy, melatonin, no caffeine, naps, and screen time. And nothing worked until someone recommended this podcast. Now I can sleep again. So thank you. Thanks, everybody, for reviewing the show that listens to the show. And that's it. Sleeping Beauty is a proud member of Night Vale Presents and PRX. So you can check out all the amazing shows over at nightvalepresents.com and prx.org. And if you want to review the podcast, just go to Apple Podcasts and write a review of what your impressions of the show. Thanks so much. All right, everybody, this is Scooter. This is Weeks in Review, and this is where I run through my Weeks in Review stuff. What was on Sleep With Me Plus in the past month, and what you can expect to see on in the public feed too. Now, I have if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, or you're already signed up for Sleep With Me Plus, I highly recommend using a podcast app that allows search within the feeds, but using just one podcast app for Sleep With Me Plus content only, and then keeping your other podcasts, your daytime podcasts, and whatever app you use now. And I would just check out a couple podcast apps you could choose from on Apple are Overcasts, iCatcher, Pocket Casts, and on Android you could try out Pocket Casts or Podcast Addict. For this example, I have the only thing I have in my app is the Boyfriends level. I have four podcasts, the ad-free full episodes, the story-only episodes. Nothing in Sleep With Me Plus has ads except for the really old episodes in the archives. We got the story-only versions of the show, the all-intro, all-night versions of the show, and then the bonus episodes. So let's start with the bonus episodes, actually. So Saturday, a new Posty episode came out. It was one that Russell loved, and that came out, and that's in the bonus feed. You know, some people like listening to Posty Super Deluxe episodes during the day. Some people sleep to them. And, so that one is in the bonus feed. And then looks like we got a bonus coming out for Boar Besties and Boar Friends on Thursday of this week, which is April 15th when I'm recording this. And then we have another Posty Super Deluxe came out a couple weeks ago. That was a picnic lunch with Scooter. And that's in the bonus feed. And that makes just so much easier for those of you that don't like automate your playlist or anything, just to kind of build and choose how you want to listen. Let's pop into all intro, all night episodes. I know an all intro episode is coming out this Thursday. Last Thursday was Make Great Pets Season 1 Part 2, almost 6 hours. It's about the max length we can get and have a good file size. So that was like 7 episodes of Make Great Pets. April 3rd, all intro episode came out. And then we had... March is at bonus episodes. So there was another all intro episode. So that's in the all intro all night feed. And again, like so much easier, like these all intros. Is that what everything that's in there? 277 episodes split between all. So if you love all intros, I bet 200 of those are all intros, maybe even more. And then in the store, both in the story only episode feed and then in the all ad free feed. Let's run through the new episodes. Bring It On Week started last week. So we had 12:54 was our first watch along where I watched half of the movie Bring It On. Wednesday was 12:53, Ben Broughton, the Crayon Rambler. That was one of those episodes that had an intro that I said I should make an episode based on this intro. Went to make an episode based on the intro, and it went in an even another direction of what if there was an RPG game based on the movie Bring It On, which led me to figure out I never watched Bring It On. Let me learn more. Then I ended up watching Bring It On. Then April 7th was Alba Sabelik's, we're getting ready, big announcement. If I haven't made it anywhere, we're going to do 3 seasons of a crossover with Alba Salix. So that's cool. So that's something we're looking forward to doing. And that was episode 1 of that. That was the one we did originally. Then 12:52 was the finale of The Great British Bake Off. and episode 10. Then Multiplex 5, Tiki Transistor Hut, that was a good one. 1250, one of my favorite episodes, probably in the past few years, a Willy Wonka tour that came out of like some news articles about the experience. And I said, this has got to be an episode. And that will be a series. I mean, like a recurring thing. Then Great British Bake Off, episode 9, Patissier. And Multiplex episode 4. And then we're back to our last audio news. So it's everything. Again, if you ever need support, support at supercast.com is there to help you. Though if you're listening to this episode, I'm assuming you're not like, you don't need support. But if you do, and the other thing is like, yeah, these this is my main way to communicate. I learned this on Patreon. Most people just don't read their emails from Supercast or from me, and most people aren't on our Discord or follow our social media. And so these messages are how the majority of supporters get their information. I do it in a sleepy voice because there's like, I put it in at the end of the free show too. But this is a kind of key way, but these episodes are easy to skip, especially if you're just using one podcast app, right? And building your playlists from that podcast app. So yeah, thanks everybody for supporting the show. Reach out if you have any feedback at sleepingmepodcast.com. If you need support at supercast.com, and good night.